A landmark visit to Cuba is over. Former President Jimmy Carter has concluded his 6-day trip to the island nation. While in Cuba, Carter called for an end to the U.S. embargo, and he urged Cuba to honor human rights. He did that in a speech that he delivered uncensored in Spanish to the Cuban people, with his host Fidel Castro sitting in the audience. The former president says he will report on his trip to President Bush, who is scheduled to give a speech Monday in Miami on U.S.-Cuban policy.
President Carter spoke to us shortly before he left Cuba. He said that he was impressed with the freedom he was given during the trip, and he took issue with several aspects of U.S. policy toward Cuba. For example, President Bush is expected to pledge support to Cuban dissidents.
I met with probably 35 of the most heroic and well-known dissidents or human rights activists in Cuba. And I asked them this specific question. They do not want any indication of assistance from the U.S. government directly or indirectly to them. They believe that this would be counterproductive. It would tend to prove that the false allegations of President Castro that they were depending on U.S. government assistance was true, they've been willing to go to prison to be able to speak on their own initiative without U.S. encouragement. And to have the United States government announce is providing assistance for them directly or indirectly would subvert their basic integrity.
Another point of Bush administration policy that we expect to hear is to press the Cubans to stop interfering with broadcasts of Radio Martí. Do you find the Cubans welcome U.S. international broadcasts? Not the officials, but the other Cubans you met with.
That's not an issue that I discussed while I was here.
Well, an issue that you did discuss and that we are on opposite sides of from President Bush is the embargo. You say we should lift it. He, I gather, is going to call for tightening it. How important do you think it would be to Cubans at this point for the embargo to be lifted?
Well, the dissidents with whom I met had mixed emotions about this. They were unanimous in saying that we should lift the embargo completely on medicine, on food, and on feed for livestock. They were about half and half about whether the embargo should be lifted completely. I look on the embargo not as a restraint on Cubans, but as a direct violation of the basic rights of free American citizens. Why shouldn't I or any of my neighbors in Plains, Georgia, be free to travel where we wish in the world? Why, if I run a business and produce peanuts, can I not sell my peanuts anywhere in the world? These are restraints on freedoms of Americans and not a restraint on freedoms of Cubans. At the same time, some of our restraints directly hurt the Cuban people, like the restrictions on medicines. And it tends to make able Castro to blame his own economic problems on America.
There's some conflict now about the question of biotechnology and bioweapons. Early on in the trip, you said that before leaving, you had asked administration officials or intelligence sources about a possible link between Cuba and such weapons, and they had said there was nothing to it. That was after a speech by John Bolton of the State Department that there was some Cuban involvement in bioweapons. Since then, the administration seems to stand by what it said earlier, the Bush administration, and also they say that you didn't ask specifically about chemical weapons before you left. What did you ask them about?
I never have said that I asked specifically about biochemical weapons. What I asked specifically was, is there any evidence that Cuba has contributed directly or indirectly in any foreign country to terrorist activities? That was my question. And the answer was no. I did not ask about bioterrorism because that was not a specific aspect of terrorism that had come to my attention. But I will say that in all my briefings, no one ever brought up this question at all. And I presume that the Bush administration is speaking honestly. If they have evidence about this allegation to prove it, I feel sure they will make it public.
President Carter, I wonder, are you a bit concerned at this point if, in fact, there is no political liberalization in Cuba, if there's no action on the petition that you have supported when you were there, that your trip in the end, might not benefit the people of Cuba in terms of democracy, but it might benefit President Castro in showing that he was open enough to host you for a trip.
The main answer I have is not mine, but that of the 35 or so courageous dissidents with whom I've met. Overwhelmingly, they have expressed their views that my visit has been positive and beneficial. I don't have any way to know what President Castro thinks. But I've been pleased with the freedoms that we've been given, and I don't have any way to know what will happen in the aftermath of the visit. But I hope that there will be clearer understanding and friendship between the people of the United States and Cuba, even if our government policies may remain at odds.
Former President Jimmy Carter speaking with us earlier today from Havana.